I can say our listeners and our viewers are not so impressed with the news that Mitchell Marsh is in the 12. I don't really see a point in putting him in the 12. He's not going to play in the 11. He looks
good team, man.
Big team, man. Great mixer of the Gatorade or the Powerade or whatever drinks they have in the dressing room. But it hasn't been a warm reaction to the news that Mitchell Marsh is set to play this fifth and final test match. Duncan McKenzie-McCarg on the ground in London joins us. G'day, Duncan.
Good morning, TK. Good morning, Jimmy. Yeah, it certainly was a shock in the media conference room when Tim Payne announced that Mitch Marsh was in the 12. And I agree with you. If he's going to be announced in the 12, he's certainly going to be in the 11. And, yeah, it looks like Mitch Marsh is going to come into the 11. Bat at number 6. Matthew Wade moves up to number 5. And the Aussies, who still almost have everything to play for in this series, they want to win the series. They want to become the first Australian side since 2001 to win an Ashes series in England. Suddenly, they've made a few changes. They've sort of put it on Mitch Marsh coming into the 11. So a polarising call. We all know how a lot of Australians feel about the Marsh brothers bringing in the 11. Remains to be seen whether this is the right call or not.
Are you any closer to knowing what the 11 is, Duncan?
Oh, from all indications, Jimmy. I mean, it seems like Marsh is going to play.
Right.
I don't think they would be naming him in the 12 otherwise.
So
the only selection quandary is whether Pat Cummins is rested from the team. And whether Peter Siddle comes in to relieve him. Because as we know, Cummins has had side strain injuries. He's had back injuries. The last thing we want is for Australia's great fast bowling hope of the number one test bowler in the world to break down once again. So Tim Payne said he's going to make a call closer to the toss as to whether they go with Cummins in 11 or whether they go with Peter Siddle.
Mm. Davey Warner. Interesting. Mark Taylor came out in the local press here and said he would have dropped him. But everyone's rallied around. Davey, what's the sense you get out of the Australian camp in the lead up to this one, Ree Davey?
Well, the sense out of the Australian camp is they're 100% behind Warner. I mean, if you look at Tim Payne, if you look at read Justin Langer's comments, if you read Steve Waugh's comments, they're all on the Davey train, no pun intended.
Yes.
They all think the Oval is going to be a great wicket for batting, and that's what Tim Payne said today. He said he had a look at the wicket today. He says it's going to be a pretty good sort of batsman's pitch. Part of the reason why they're going to go for Mitch Marsh, someone who can bat and someone who can bowl. And they think this is everything's all set up for Davey to have a big, big score here at the Oval starting tomorrow. So, yeah, as we know, he's only had the one half century and he's been out 6 out of 8 times to Stuart Broad. And I tell you what, if the Aussies bat first and Broad has that new ball in his hand, I tell you what, the tick is going to be going at 1,000,000 miles an hour for Davey Warner.
Yeah. Well, 79 runs at an average of only 9 for Davey Warner so far in the series. But you mentioned that Oval is supposed to be a more placid pitch, a batsman's paradise, although you're always going to think for a poor old opener there'll be something in it early, even if it will develop into a road. So if he can get through that opening period, he might just go back into the, I'll hit my way out of this slump. I think that might be the only way he's going to get out of it.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's been his natural game. Ever since he burst onto the test match scene, that's always been his way. I mean, he wasn't a test match batsman at all, guys. We all know that. He was a one-day specialist. He was a T20 specialist. And he almost kind of revolutionised the way in which a test match inning should be played. And look, he's 100% down on confidence, basically because of one man, because of Stuart Broad and the way he's been shaping the ball, the way he's been seaming the ball. And there have been moments in which Davey just hasn't been able to pick him. We saw with his last dismissal, guys. I mean, he kind of half left the ball, kind of shouldered arms to the ball. I mean, that's just all in Davey's head, isn't it? I get the feeling that the Australian selectors are certainly going to stick with him for this test. But if things don't happen that way, who knows what's going to happen towards the Australian summer.
Are you a little surprised at the pressure that's come to bear on Joe Root? Interesting to hear Trevor Bayliss, who's finishing up at the end of this, saying, look, there's no pressure internally on Joe Root. It's not under question. But there certainly seems to be a lot of external pressure. Probably hasn't got the runs we would have anticipated. And obviously, when you're an English captain and you lose a home Ashes series, there needs to be some sort of fallout.
Yeah, 100%, Jimmy. I think the thing that's kind of rocked the English press is because there's been... this England side hasn't lost a home test series since 2014. So when it comes to recent memory, this is almost new news to a team that's supposedly on the up. I mean, they've got a couple of superstars in this team. Remember, Jimmy Anderson barely played a part in the series. They've still got Stuart Broad, who's a world-class bowler. They've got Ben Stokes, who is absolutely a world-class all-rounder. So half the team is a very, very good team on paper. But I think more than anything, I mean, Joe Root has effectively been shown up by the other great batsman in this series, who is Steve Smith, who's scoring 770 runs at an average of 134. And when you're the captain of the side and you're only averaging 30 runs, I mean, I think a lot of it's been forgotten is that, I mean, he was very instrumental in that Headingley win. I mean, he anchored the innings on that day three. And if he didn't hang around, then there's no way that, Ben Stokes would have been able to do what he had to do. So, yeah, I think that's a little bit unfair. And he did say today in the media conference, the pre-match media conference, that effectively he's there for the long term. And he's already targeting the Ashes series down under in about 2.5 years' time. So he said he thinks he's there for the long term. He's certainly got the backing of the outgoing Trevor Bayliss. And it's just a matter of whether the captaincy is weighing on him and whether he has those discussions privately, or alternatively, whether, you know, people from the outside say, you know what, Joe, much like a Steve Smith, we think you're better as a specialist batsman. Let's give the captaincy to someone else. But
who
do they give it to? Yeah, exactly. I mean, do they give it to a Ben Stokes? I don't think
no.
He's entirely ready for it.
Bairstow would be the bloke, probably.
Or do they give it to another specialist batsman? But who would that be? I mean, England's top order is so shaky. Mm. It's shaky at the best of times. So you certainly wouldn't give it to a Joe Denley. You certainly wouldn't give it to any of their openers or any of their top order. We give it to a Stuart Broad. He's probably not cut out for it. So I think they're probably going to stick with Joe Root for the medium to long term.
Yeah, just confirming that news. So Overton drops out of their squad for the Pommies, and Jason Roy's been axed as well. Wonderful limited overs player. Hasn't quite made that transition to the Test match arena. So Sam Curran and Chris Wokes come in to the squad. So we wait for their final 11 as well.
Prediction, Duncan?
Prediction? I think the weather's looking quite good for this test. I mean, I think Australia's victory at Old Trafford has certainly caused a psychological blow. Make no mistake, guys. I mean, this Australian team was absolutely flat as a pancake after that Headingley defeat. I mean, I saw the guys coming out of the dressing room after that defeat, and they were almost shaken. And I know Justin Langer was almost shaken. The way in which those guys have responded, not only through the tour match at Derby, but the way in which they've responded at Old Trafford and that comprehensive victory, I think they're very, very determined. And I know Tim Payne is extremely determined to end this Ashes series with not only a draw to win the series, but also a victory. So I think the Australian team will win a narrow victory here at the Oval.
Good man. Thanks for that insight, Duncan.
No worries. Thanks, guys.